I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Some are calling it Islamophobia. Others a prudent move to curb the spread of radical Islam. Whatever the case, Kenyans will be going to the polls August 4th for a constitutional referendum that could end civil Sharia or Islamic courts in Kenya. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says this Muslim-Christian division could cause difficulty with outreach.
There is very clear lines of demarcation being drawn. Muslims on one side, Christians often on the other side. That could have a tendency to make the Muslims stronger in their position, maybe a little harder to reach.
Next, at the Evangelical Free Church Missions Challenge 2010, students worshiped and heard the gospel, but they were also involved in a pretty unique ministry. Jill Hall says,
what we were doing with them is involved in a ministry project to make backpacks for kids through Global Fingerprints, the EFCA's child sponsorship program.
In four afternoons, junior high and high school students sewed 5,000 backpacks. The backpacks will be filled with hygiene and school supplies and sent to kids in Haiti, the Democratic Republic of Congo, and India. Pray that kids who receive the backpacks would feel Christ's love and put their trust in Him. And World Hope International is celebrating a milestone. They just drilled their 500th well. The well was installed in the tiny village of Fuka, Malawi, and will provide life-giving water for around 1,000 people in and near the village. More than 350,000 people have benefited from World Hope's wells, as well as the gospel, as it's shared at each project. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. For a gift of any amount, MNN's making available World Christians 30 Days Muslim Prayer Guide to help you learn and pray about Islam more effectively, especially during Ramadan, which begins in August. Call 1-800-995-4828 to get your copy or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.